Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. It's the Mad Dog Podcast. I'm Rick Goreski. Happy to be with you tonight, breaking the walls down as we tackle Taxi Talk Part 3. Tonight, hopefully, we'll put the Taxi Talk to bed. I don't know what the meter's running at, but I know that it's more than I can afford. Last night, Taxi Talk Part 1 and Part 2, we were Brian Koch of the Marauding Minotaurs and Andy Wellman of Ipswich United were gracious enough to hang out with us and help hash out the possible ways that the league could get this taxi squad up and off the ground. Again, our goal was to put the finishing touches on a proposal that the league could vote on. We had done a lot of research, but what that research showed was that there were so many different possibilities and choices that had to be made. And it's the kind of thing where, sure, one person could sit down and hammer it out, but, you know, you really want to get multiple opinions and try to get something that everybody likes as opposed to just something that reflects what one owner or the commissioner wants. So that's what we did. We put that information out, talked to some of the guys in the league, had Andy and Brian on to discuss things in detail, and I really think that we have a proposal that we can go to vote on as a league. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to detail a little bit about what the finished product is looking like right now and explain some of the components in detail. So let's roll. When we last left off, we were at an impasse for how to populate the taxi squad. We pretty much had come up with a solution that most everyone could live with to all open issues except the question of how to populate the taxi squads. And an idea came to mind today that I think is going to break through that last barrier. It's going to break the walls down. Chris Jericho starting off the show there earlier. Hopefully you're a wrestling fan because you're going to hear a lot of little wrestling music in the background that I like listening to. But I always try to turn my radio down before we get rolling. The idea for populating the taxi squad. The taxi squad will hypothetically have all players eligible. Therefore, the idea that we came up with was, okay, why don't we run a slow email draft from the point of the ending of the final free agent auction through the first Sunday NFL game of the year. So the final free agent auction is usually on a Wednesday. I'm actually on my hand right now. I'm going Wednesday to Thursday, Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. If you could, thank God I didn't have to take my shoes off. It's only four. 4 days is what we would have to run this slow email draft to populate our taxi squads. In this slow email draft, all unrestricted free agents in the league would be available for guys to pick. We'd have 4 days. We'd run it with a short timer, something like 6 hours, and we would shut it off between midnight and 6 a.m. I think we'd be able to get that done in plenty of time. And, yeah, there's the Thursday night NFL kickoff, but, you know, we can live with that. We can make it work. But, again, back on track here. Short timer, if you miss on the timer, if you don't make it within the 6 hours of allotted time, your pick gets skipped. No harm, no foul. You don't get to go back and make it up. You missed your timer. You got skipped. You're going to have to populate it through free agency later in the year or something. But I think that's actually a really fair way to go about it. Everybody would have an opportunity. Could we tweak that to 8 hours? You know, we sure could if that's a hang-up for some guys, but, you know, you got to have some kind of number down to roll the proposal out. Speaking of the proposal, why don't we walk through what is going to be emailed out to league ownership this week, probably this weekend. who am I kidding? I'm not going to be able to wait till the weekend. I'm kind of excited about this after all the hard work that everybody's put into this. I'm probably going to be emailing this out in the next 24 hours. So maybe tonight. No, I got to get some sleep. The following is a set of bylaws which the league would use to create and run a taxi squad addition to the Mad Dog Dynasty League. And again, the goal is to create a small squad of players that owners can use to hold developmental talent without having that talent count against their roster and salary cap. The intent is also to add a layer of strategy to the game. The proposal that we have, each owner would receive an equal number of optional taxi squad roster spots, and it's important for people to understand that this is optional. If you do, you can, you know, you don't have to hold the maximum number of guys. You don't have to hold any taxi squad guys if you don't want to. It's completely your choice as an owner. Players designated to the taxi squad will not count towards the salary cap or the active roster limit. So in Mad Dog, we have 40-man rosters, and none of these taxi players would count towards that 40-man rosters, nor would it count towards our overall salary cap. An owner may promote a player from their taxi squad at any time in accordance with normal league deadlines. Owners will be able to claim players on other teams' taxi squads with the understanding that if they're successful in their claim, that the claimed player must be moved on to their active roster. So you can't claim a player from somebody else's taxi squad and then try to put that player on your taxi squad. It doesn't work like that. By making the claim, you are stating that if you, you know, if the other owner does not use their right of refusal and promote the player themselves, that you are going to put that player on your active roster. The owner who holds the rights of the player being claimed will have a choice between promoting the player to their active roster, thereby canceling the claim, or allowing the player to leave. Total spots. Each owner, this is the way we're going to vote on it right now, each owner will be allotted 5 roster spots to be used exclusively for the taxi squad. These spots do not count towards the overall roster max of 40 players. Eligibility requirements. All players on an NFL roster will qualify to be placed on a practice squad. It's going to be wide open, full throttle. Now, I want to clarify something that, if you think about it, you could have, because these, in many cases, are going to be younger players, maybe on the fringes of rosters that guys are holding. So, like everything in our league, you are not allowed to pick up a player who's not on an NFL roster. So I'm trying to just think of a player. James Jones, former Packer wide receiver, technically hasn't signed with a team right now. He would not be eligible in our league to be picked up as a free agent in the free agent draft or in first-come, first-serve free agency. You wouldn't be able to pick that guy up. But what you could do, and this is the way the rule is going to be set up, is that if you had James Jones on your taxi squad to end last year when he was with the Oakland Raiders, and now the Oakland Raiders cut James Jones, you would be allowed to keep James Jones on your taxi squad. Even though he doesn't have an NFL team right now, you did have him when he was on an NFL team. He was designated to your taxi squad. Okay, so nobody else will be able to put in a claim on him. That player is just going to be frozen there until they have an NFL team. You can't promote him. You can either cut him or you can just leave him sit on your taxi squad if you're confident that they'll eventually get signed. But I want to clarify that while you can't put anybody on your taxi squad unless they're on an NFL roster, you can if you have a guy on your team that gets cut and now becomes a free agent in real life. It's not your fault. We're not going to force you to cut that player. But at the same time, league rules prohibit you from promoting that player up onto your roster. So your choice is to either let the guy hang there or to cut him. How would we start this and populate it going forward? As I mentioned, the initial population of the practice squad shall occur via a special one-time draft that will include all unrestricted free agents that are on an NFL team. This draft will take place between the end of the final free agent auction and the start of the first Sunday NFL game of the year. 6-hour timer will be in effect. The timer will shut off between midnight and 6 a.m. If an owner times out, the draft will skip them, and they will miss their chance in that round to select a player. So note, you're not going to miss all your picks. You're just, you blow your pick in the second round. All right, you missed your pick. Now, I think it's most logical to run that in a worst-to-first manner, but if ownership would like, we could draw names out of a hat. I'm just, you know, how we set the order to that can be a separate side issue. The entire policy itself doesn't have to ride on that point. Promotions. Owners may designate players to and promote players from their taxi squad using the taxi squad tools available on the league website. My fantasy league, it has a taxi squad component that all I'd have to do as commissioner is click a button and it would activate and specify the number of roster spots that each team has available, and that's how we would run our taxi squad as far as owners promoting players. Owners can promote at any time, even if the player has a pending claim. By promoting the player, you're answering the claim. Promotion of a player to the active roster, yes, cancels the claim. I'm reading my notes. Note that during the regular season, owners will have until the normal roster freeze deadline to promote a player. So what we're saying is that every year in Mad Dog, after the final week of the season, week 14, rosters are frozen. And teams are no longer eligible to promote guys back and forth. So the rule right now, at least as we are going to vote on it, would say that when rosters freeze, your ability to promote players also freezes with that. So we can talk about that as a league. That could be something that we decide to adjust when we get, you know, the first regular season under our belt, hypothetically. Again, this proposal that we're going to vote on would need to have 9 owners approve. We would need to have a 75, and again, I can reference the rules again, but if I'm not mistaken, we need a 75% majority, a supermajority, in order to put this into motion for this year, the 2015 regular season. If we don't get those votes, then we're not going to implement this. It will go to the next rules meeting, which will occur in probably February of 2016. But I think the main point that I was getting at was the fact that it's okay if it's not perfect right off the get-go. It's okay if we need to tweak little things like that. If somebody were to say, you know, well, hey, why can't I, you know, the guy's on my roster, I had an injury, why can't I promote this guy? That's a valid point. But, you know, at this point, we just have to get this proposal to a point that it could be voted on and that it's at least something that all owners could stomach. Not that they can't vote against it, but that if that was the rule of the land, it would be fair and thought out. Practice squad announcements. If you can picture regular season is rolling, you know, really not just the regular season, during the off season too, we need a mechanism in which people, owners, can claim a player and an owner can answer that claim, stating either that they're going to let that player go or they're going to promote that player up to their own roster. So the rule on practice squad announcements is that all taxi squad player claims and claim decisions or responses must be posted in public to the league message board within the proper claim period. The message board post should contain the word claim in the title, and it should also list the name of the owner of whom the claim involves. For example, it would say practice squad claim or taxi squad claim, Ipswich United. It's important for the claim and claim responses and promotion communications to take place in a public manner because this needs to all be on the up and up. Everybody in the league always has to have the utmost confidence that everything that's happening is happening with integrity. So no reason not to have that just occur in public. And frankly, this is me interjecting a little bit of opinion here, but I think many owners in the league would agree with me in the sense that it's okay if I'm making a claim on a player. Maybe my division rival wants to block me. Maybe somebody else in the league wants to, you know, we're vying, both trying to compete for, you know, a wild card spot. And you see me making a claim, maybe you want to jump in and make a claim too, so you can maybe try to block me. That's all fair game, and it's all part of the strategy, and it's all fun. No response by the league designated deadline to respond on a claim will equal a decision to relinquish the rights and accept the fact that that player is no longer going to be on your team. Squad format. This taxi squad would run during the off season and during the regular season. So this would be a situation that would run all year long. The regular season claim period that I was referring to. Let's dig into that. Owners may submit a claim on a practice squad player at any time from Wednesdays at 12:01 a.m. through noon on Sunday. Now, what's special about those times? Why, you know, 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday? Well, that's when our natural, our free agent draft runs on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. And then there is a holding period, and I don't think free agency opens until something like 5 or 6 in the morning, maybe 7 in the morning. That's just kind of a league-mandated hold. So what we're saying is that nobody can start making taxi squad claims until after the free agent draft has run. That's when people could make claims starting Wednesday at midnight. And I said 12:01 just to be clear, because for whatever reason you say 12 a.m. and some people get confused. Oh, 12, so it's, you know, Wednesday night at midnight? Or no, it's 12:01 Wednesday morning as soon as the clock ticked and Tuesday went bye-bye and Wednesday started up. That's the idea as to why we start the claims then. Sunday at noon is the traditional lock that we're all used to when rosters lock. That's when you can't make any more moves, you can't make any more pickups, your lineup is frozen. So that would be the point when people can be expected to stop making their claims. So that's your window to make a claim, is from Wednesday through Sunday at noon. Owners who have one of their players claimed will have until Monday at 7 p.m., the start of the Monday night football game, to decide and respond whether they want to keep the player that was claimed or if they want to let the player go. So, what's the thought process there? Restricted free agents work on a rotating basis in which claims can be made and then claims are awarded Monday night around the start of the, you know, the cutoff is the start of the Monday night football game. I think that's, you know, I might have adjusted that a little in the rules in the past, but if so, it's in the rules clearly. I think it's the start of the Monday night football game is when that's the deadline to make a restricted free agent claim. And that's when I usually sit down on a Monday night, I get home from work, and I process whatever claims were made on players. We would do this taxi squad claims along the same fashion. It would fit in just the same as what we do with all of our other claims. So I hope you're seeing, as I talk about this a little bit, about how the deadlines work kind of the same as our current deadlines work. That this would just squeeze right into our regular football life during the regular season. It really wouldn't be that much of a wave as far as something different than owners would have to get used to. It follows a lot of the same deadlines that we have in place right now and the league structures that we have in place right now for players. Here's the wrinkle that I think would make this a lot more fun, and this is going to be in the initial proposal. Should two or more owners successfully claim a player, then the league waiver order will be consulted to break the tie. So what we're saying is, every week, there is a set order from worst to first. That's the free agent draft order. That's the restricted free agent order, the waiver claims that people can make. If I dump a player, you technically can claim them. This would operate the same fashion. If two owners claimed a player on someone's taxi squad and the owner decided not to promote that player, they're going to let that player go. You have two owners that claim that player. Which owner is going to get it? Well, if one owner is 1 in 10 and the other owner is 10 and 1, the owner that's 1 in 10 will get that player. The idea, again, being that it's in the best interest of the league to give teams that are in poor shape all the possible avenues, tools, however you want to word it, all possibilities to get better. It's always in the best interest of the league to get teams that are not doing so well to give them avenues to improve themselves. That's just healthy for everybody. So that's the way that we would run that. And I think it adds another wrinkle of strategy by virtue of the fact that some teams could block other teams. Now, remember, somebody might say, eh, I really don't like that. Every time somebody goes in to block somebody, it knocks a player off of their roster. So got to make room for that player on your roster. So one way or another, a roster spot has to open up. So it's not as if people are going to just stockpile talent and run wild. There's a lot of strategy involved here. The off-season claim period is the next item to talk about. Owners will submit a claim on a practice squad player at any time up until the off-season contract deadline. Owners who have one of their players claimed shall have 3 days after the annual league signing/tag deadline that happens every August, and it's communicated every year. So what's going to happen is all during the offseason, owners can choose to promote their players from the taxi squad if they wish. So you roll into the offseason with James Jones on your practice squad. You decide that you want to, you know, let's hypothetically say he's still with Oakland at this point in time because right now he's a free agent. You could have pulled him up back in March. You could have promoted him to your team, and you could have given him a 3-year contract if you wanted to. That's your taxi squad player. It's the off season. If you want to pull him up and make him part of your roster, you can do that. Likewise, if another owner says, I want that guy, you know, Garoppolo is on somebody's practice squad, and I've got Tom Brady, I want Garoppolo. I'm definitely putting the claim on that guy. So the owner who has Garoppolo does not have to make their decision until 3 days after our annual signing/tag deadline. Within 72 hours, that owner would have to say whether or not they're going to promote that player onto their active roster or if they're going to let that player go to the team that was claiming them. Claim players must be moved to the active roster of the team receiving the player. A contract of more than 1 year can be applied at this point for a successful claim or promotion. And I think something important to mention here is that normally when the signing and tag deadline occurs, that's the point when the contracts are official. Remember, in Mad Dog, you can, you know, we encourage people to make moves early. And the reason why is because you're allowed one out. You're allowed to adjust the deal one time that you just signed. If it's a deal you just signed that off season, you can adjust it or walk away from it completely all the way up until the signing and tag deadline. So, pardon me, what we would do is in these cases where somebody claims a player, you don't know if you're going to get that player or not. So how can you really prepare until you know the answer of the owner? So if you put in a claim for a player and that owner decides to let that player go to your team, the league will, as an exception, not charge you a cap hit if there's a contract that you just signed and you're saying, okay, now that I got this taxi player, I'm not going to take this player. But it would have to be an immediate decision. And again, this is one of those side items that's not going to hold up the entire policy, but it's something that we should declare at this point so that people understand all the little nuances and how this is going to work. In essence, we're telling people in this one case of taxi players that they can't have an answer on their claim until after the deadline. Well, if you can't have an answer until after the deadline, then how can we really charge you a cap hit, you know, for a decision that you had to make before the deadline hit? So I hope that came out clear what I was trying to get at. Moving on, we've got about 5 minutes left in the podcast here. Compensation. There will be no compensation paid as a result of successfully claiming another team's taxi squad player. We could add compensation at a later date, but that was one of the issues where, as much as I personally think it might actually be more fun to have compensation, I think the problem is that we don't know what that compensation would be. So for this initial pitch to the league that we're going to vote on, there will not be a compensation mechanism. Regular season practice squad salary cap contracts, that's the topic next. Players successfully claimed or promoted from the practice squad will come with a default 1-year 50-cent contract. Same as free agents. So if you claim a player from somebody else's practice squad, you have to bring them up onto your active roster. If you promote a player from your practice squad, you have to bring them up onto your active roster. All those players will come with the standard free agent deal of 1 year, 50 cents. Off-season practice squad salary cap and contracts. Owners will have the right to sign players successfully claimed or promoted from the practice squad during the off-season according to the standard league contract / salary cap rules. What this means, by the way, this includes the right to adjust the deal per league off-season rules. An off-season signing of a taxi squad player will constitute the use of the owner's free signing period for that player. And what this really means is that, again, using James Jones, and please bear with me, let's pretend he's still with the Oakland Raiders. James Jones finished whatever, let's say he finished as the 27th best wide receiver last year. If you pluck him off someone's practice squad, or if he's on your practice squad and you promote him to your active roster and you're going to sign him to a contract, that contract you'd have to find out per the league's financial tier, where did the wide receivers 26 to 30 finish, how much are they paid, if a wide receiver that fit the range of 26 to 30 is paid $5 a year, then that's what you would have to pay that player to promote them to your taxi squad. So I think the underlying point to underscore what I'm really trying to say here, because I don't know if I did a very good job of explaining that, is that you have to pay these guys market rate. You know, it's your taxi squad player, but if you're going to promote them to your active roster, you have to pay them in accordance with the league's financial and contract system. So you don't get to just, well, he's my taxi guy, so I only have to pay him 50 cents. No, he's your taxi guy, but he's also the 27th best wide receiver, and therefore you have to pay him like that. Miscellaneous notes. Practice squad players cannot be placed on injured reserve. And regular season free agent taxi rules, any player can be picked up and placed onto a taxi squad. So what we're saying is that once the regular season comes about, you can go ahead and pick any player out of free agency, whether it be the free agent draft and or first come, first serve free agency. If you win that player, you can put them onto your taxi squad. Now, I got to say, we talked about this in part two of Taxi Talk. If I take a player in the free agent draft, and it's a very well sought after player, and I put him on my taxi squad, I really may have just wasted a pick because some other owner is going to immediately claim that player if it was a hot free agent. So you got to know that. You got to keep that in mind, that it may be most beneficial to wait until the first come, first serve portion of free agency to pick up a guy and move him to your taxi squad. But I think it has to be within the right of each owner, if they want, to take a player from the free agent draft and slide them straight into their taxi squad. The key is that that player never technically was on the active roster at that point. It's just a method of distributing talent where the owner was able to select that player and put them on their team. So, happy to say we're running low on time. I made it. I went through the whole taxi squad proposal. This is going to get emailed out soon. I really don't know which way it's going to go, but I'm excited over the fact that we do have a proposal to vote on. So I hope you're excited too. I hope that this, explaining this and going into detail helps a lot of folks as they try to figure out how they feel about this and try to understand the rules. So I'm Rick Goreski. It's been my pleasure to host the Mad Dog podcast once again. I want you to know I'm very, very excited about our ability to run these podcasts and communicate with you. So please, until next time, we'll see you.